The city of Brno has a rich treasury of historical sites. As an example, we can name the vegetable market, where there used to be an important marketplace, and buildings of the old and new town hall from the Middle Ages. Out of the modern buildings, there are Zeman's Café and the Villa of Tugendhat, in which negotiations on the division of the Republic took place between the Czech and the Slovak sides. A note must be made in connection with the building of the old town hall, where the gate has a maquette of the Brno dragon, a symbol of the city and source of several tales. The most famous tale tells the story of Obeshlik, a gentleman who was so awkward when using a sword that he stabbed his friend and fled into the woods to escape punishment, where he became the leader of a band of robbers. Later, the band of robbers was overthrown and Obeshlik was thrown into the Macocha cave to die there. However, the Macocha cave was home to a dragon that terrorized the whole of Moravia. Obeshlik saw the dragon getting stronger by licking a strange blue rock. As he was hungry and had nothing to eat, he tried to take a lick of the rock too. Indeed, not only did his hunger disappear, but he also gained a great deal of strength and highly intellectual abilities. These helped him make up a plan for both escaping from the cave and becoming famous and respected. When the dragon woke up the next morning, Obeshlik clutched it and let it carry him out of the cave. He approached the surprised Margrave and offered him his plan. The Margrave considered a dead dragon to be better than a dead robber, and thus he agreed. Obeshlik filled an ox pelt with quicklime and put it on the ground by the moorland where the dragon was at rest. Then he attacked it with a spear, which, unlike the sword, he used in a masterly way. Seriously injured, the dragon tried to follow Obeshlik, but with the blue rock far away, it was losing its strength. Suddenly, the beast saw a dead ox and ate it and washed it down without suspecting anything. As is well known, quicklime mixed with water starts to slake, and therefore there was such a storm in the dragon's stomach that it could not survive. After the beast's stomach was cut open, it was sewn up again, and the dragon itself was hung at the place where it has been hanging up to this day. And Obeshlik was knighted. Brno has always stood for a city with a rich culture. We must not forget to mention the Divadlo Husa na Provasku Theatre, as a lot of names are inseparably connected with it. Miroslav Donutio, for example, acted in the Divadlo Husa na Provasku Theatre from his graduation at Janáček's Academy of Music in Brno. He is famous for his roles in the following films: Balada pro banditu, Tankový prapor, Tanks Flag, Černí baroni, The Black Barons, and Pasti pasti pastičky, Big Traps and Little Traps. As a storyteller, he has released CDs full of his tales. Since 1990, he has acted in the National Theatre in Prague. One of the many interesting places in Brno is the BVV Fairgrounds, BVV in short, which is considered to be the most important organizer of fairs and exhibitions in the Czech Republic. BVV covers 50% of the Czech exhibition market. The number of fairs organized in Brno reaches 50 every year, and the fairs cover the whole spectrum of industrial and economical fields. Each of the fairs represents a highly specialized event that has no comparison in Central and Eastern Europe. We need only mention the International Contracting and Sales Fair of Travel and gastronomy fairs such as Salima, Ibuko, Fruvex, Inteco, Vinex, and Pivex. The International Engineering Fair, International Fair of Safety Technologies, IDET, the Fair of Computer Technologies, INVEX, and others belong to these important events. Brno is also famous for its industry. At present, it is not easy to specify the actual structure of employment in industry on the basis of individual fields. However, we can surmise that the leading branch is still represented by the engineering industry. In comparison with the year 1989, about one-third fewer people work in companies such as Zetor, Zbrojovka, Kralovo Polska, or Prvni Brněnská strojírna today. Contemporary Brno is, because of its large size, divided into 29 city districts, with 384,808 people as of January 1st, 2002.